There will be two new members on the borough assembly soon. That's according to the unofficial election results released early Wednesday morning. Jeff Smith and Amy Williams will likely join incumbent Julie Kavanaugh on the assembly after the election is ratified later this month. Incumbent Rebecca Skinner was not re-elected to her seat, and the mandate was overwhelming. The top three vote-getters, Kavanaugh, Smith, and Williams, earned over 1,000 votes each, with Smith as the top vote-getter with 1,016 votes. Absentee and mail-in ballots, especially those from the villages, have all yet to be counted, but considering mail-in trends from previous elections, that won't be enough for Skinner to make up the 350-vote deficit she faces to reclaim her seat. The other contested election is Proposition 1, the ballot measure permitting the Assembly to tap into the $40 million facilities fund for bond debt repayment. The measure, as of now, was approved by voters with a narrow 40-vote margin. Absentee and mail-in votes, though, could swing these results either way. The deadline for absentee ballots to be received by election officials is October 13th. Election certification will begin October 14th. All other municipal elections were not contested. In the borough, Katie Oliver and Duncan Fields retained their seats on the school board. Craig Walton and Richard Karstens were re-elected to the Board of Fire Protection Area No. 1, and Service Area 1 re-elected Scott Arndt, Curtis Howell, and Mike Sarafchuk to their board, as were Greg Eagle and Dave Heumann to the Women's Bay Service Area Board. The City of Kodiak re-elected Randy Bishop to the City Council and elected Bob Stanford to fill one open seat. Stay tuned to KMXT for election updates and analysis. For KMXT News in Kodiak, I'm Jared Griffin.